Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shir on the Sefer Ola Sariya of Marner of Kuk Zetzal. We're up to the point where it says, in Lola Mihaldam, Shemehav Oscha Shahafta Oso, Umisimchasa Shasamachta Bo, Krasis Yisrael of Yeshua. The love that you loved him and the joy that you had in him, you called his name Yisrael and Yeshua. So the Rav here talks about the two names that we have, Yisrael and Yeshua. And if I'm reading his rhyme right, what he says is as follows. There are really two aspects of Klal Yisrael. Many aspects. But here we're talking about two. One is our essential inherent Kedusha as a Klal. And the other is how we're mashpia on the nations. Me'ahavascha she'ahavta oso. You took Klal Yisrael and you loved them so much. That's Koresis Shmo Yisrael. That's Am Yisrael. Haim Am Levadad Yishkon Uvagoyim Lo Yitchashav. We are a nation that dwells alone, and we are not counted amongst the Goyim. That's our special, internal, unique Koch. And then because we have such special, we're essentially special. We're not just being mashpia on others. We're not just doing Kiruv. But we have it within ourselves. And Meila, we're also mashpia on others, like Atana Bechor, like we discussed in the previous year. And that's umisimchas chashesamachta bo. God is so happy. That's karasa eshemo yishurun. Yishurun is milashon ashurenu v'lo karov. I will see him. Shur means to see. That the nations see us. And that seeing is mashpi on them. As the Rav concludes, the love that you loved in Bavachu Deret Pnima, the love penetrates inside. Karat et Shmo Yisrael, called him Israel. Umisimchat tcha shesamachta bo, the happiness you had with him. Vehofat et ol kvodo galui lechol ha'amim, and the revelation of the light of your glory, revealed to all the nations. His name is also Yeshurun. They see us. We continue the fikach anachnu chayvim lehodot lecha. Therefore, we have to thank you. Hoda ba'al hakarat ha'tova mitzad atzma. Shel fi'er shel gdulat ha'tova. Shel ha'karah shemekabel ha'tova makir ota. Ken tegdal hoda ha'olechet mitoch ha'regesh ha'regesh ha'malei. Shedochek et ha'lev. שלא ישיר תוכן הטובה מבלי הבא של הכרת הטובה למיטיב. Hodah, thanks, comes for the recognition of a favor mitzad atzma, to the value in proportion to the greatness of the tova, and the recognition of the makabel tova. The more the recognition, the more the thanks. And that pushes a person with great feeling that it has to be expressed. Lefikach, therefore, since you were so good to us, you loved us so much, anachu chayavim laodot lecha. We have to. We feel this dechika pnimit, this internal push, that we have to thank you. Where does it say you have to thank? We feel it. Chayavim. It's inside of us. Ulishabechacha. Haudala tova tavoa filuk shatova sheba memetiv hine aina moral gdula umala yona shel amitiv. Aval harbe yoter mize yeh haregesh kasher tova batzma umala shlemut elyona bemetiv. When you thank someone for something good he did for you, that's even when the favor doesn't express in any way the maila of the one who did the favor for you. But it'll be even a greater feeling when the Tova itself shows the shleimus of the one who did the favor. Shim lo hayta lo shleimut nifla zo, lo haya yachol lashpia tova kol kach atzilit ve'elyona. If he wouldn't be so great, he wouldn't be able to give so much good. Az yitzuraf im ha'oda gam ha'shevach, ha'mora ha'kara be'ashleimut, ve'asgulot ha'romemut, ha'romemot, and And therefore, we say l'shabecha. And it was God did us a favor. So why do we have to praise Him? Thank Him for the favor. No, now we realize that He couldn't have done us such a big favor if He hadn't been so great. Somebody gives us a ride. You say, oh, thanks for the ride. No, you're such a Baal Chesed, you love giving people rides. L'shabecha, you praise the actual person. Here we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'lifa'ercha. מה ההבדל בין לשבח ולפאר? אומר מרן הרב, הפאר יבוא כשההשפעה של הטובה היא מזוגה ומתאמת באופן נפלא, שקולה בפלס ישר ומכוונת במידותיה, בצבעיה השונים באופן הרמוני, שהתפארת והיופי העליון הנשגב מאוד מסיר ממנה. Glory is when the השפעה is in exactly the right amounts. That's what Tiferes is. Tiferes is the proper mezigah, the proper mixing of the various midas. Harmony. V'chol shlosh tamidot halalu. Ha'udah, we thank Hashem. Hashevach, we praise Hashem. V'ha'per, and we glorify Him. We talk about the harmony of His good. How everything works together so beautifully. He'met yachasot l'chemdat ha'kodesh shel atzilut ta'neshama yisraelit ha'klalit. Relates to the love of the holiness, of the nobility of the Jewish, general, collective Jewish soul, with elevated glory and complete harmony. Everything is in the right place, based on the divine beauty. My beloved is beautiful. So this beauty of a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes down to us as well. Ulevarech, ulekadesh, v'latet shevach, v'hodaya l'shmecha. Omer Maran Rav, ulevarech, ulekadesh, habracha ba mikor hashpot kulam be'akara, shemayan sheino posek u'makor chayim, v'chol hatov v'hanisgav ha'yored mimrorei al, u'mitpares, לכל שדרות צבעי צבאות המון רב של נשמות קדושות, ממולאות בלשד האהבה האלוהית וזיו חמדתה. Bracha comes from the source of all hashpaos, with the recognition that it's an unstopping well, it's a constantly flowing well from the source of life, everything good, everything sublime that comes from the highest place, and spreads out on all the masses of great, of holy souls, filled with the juice of the godly love and the splendor of His chemda, of His love. V'kasher ha'ashpaot bo'ot ad makom, shechaya basar v'achomer shorim bo'onam, and the ha'ashpaos come to a place that even in the life of the flesh and the material, the bracha, the hashpa, is going to dwell. הננו צריכים לקדש את הופעה הזאת עצמה, כדי שלא תתאחר באחירתו את של החומר וכוחותיו. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu in order that it doesn't become magushim, it doesn't become crude and gashmiyistic and physical. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we're masmich the bracha to Kadosh. Ulevarech, there's a bracha coming, but the bracha is coming to the world of Chomer. So therefore we say, ulekadesh, but we're going to sanctify it, because it's going to be holy, it's going to remain holy, despite the fact that the bracha came to the chomer. So we have a lot more to do, sweet friends, and we will meet Hashem in the next shir, b'li neder. We should be zorcha l'omor ulam, edishma v'lasa l'kaim, it's called every psalm, terasa v'yahav, amen, v'yamen. Shalom, shalom, sinis, and us beloved friends.